What, Allison?
I want to do a vacuum.
You want me to do the vacuum? After the talking show, okay?
The vacuum is a new dance that we have figured out how to do.
That's
and
right.
Now we're going to teach you how to do it. Because you need to know. If you don't know how to do the vacuum and you go to a sock hop, let's say.
Yeah.
And you do not know how to complete the vacuum dance function.
Complete the vacuum dance transaction.
Then you will look like an idiot.
Yep.
Imagine if everybody's doing the vacuum and you don't know how. You can't fake that shit.
You could probably pick it up. I mean, like,
pick it up.
Just watch the people doing the vacuum.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think it'd be cool to write a song called The Dance.
Just The Dance?
Yeah.
Didn't
got a new dance and it's called The Dance. And then it could be all like, move your arms in a particular way, and then move your legs in a particular way.
And don't forget to enjoy yourself.
Yep.
That's the most important part. It doesn't matter how if you know how to do it or not, it's easy. Even my retarded cousin can do it. Should be a line.
Especially.
Yeah, maybe the dance should be called The Retarded Cousin.
Speaking of retarded cousins,
well,
are we
actually
doing the show?
Well, that's about all the time we have.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
So, send in your questions and comments, and we'll get back to you on that as soon as possible. Just leave your name and number at the beep.
Not right now, babe.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Not you. Do you want to play with the hard drive? Yeah? Here you go. There you go. It's Western Digital, what is that?
I'd like to thank our sponsors,
like
Western Digital.
Gig.
What? What size?
13 gig.
That's it, huh? That's all you need.
It's my old smallest one.
Western Digital. Hard drives for life.
I only had 3 slots.
Use only what you need.
Careful, it's pointy.
Take only what you have. Western Digital. We're here.
Take only what you have? What? That's a crappy slogan.
Yeah, so we'd like to thank our sponsors, Western Digital.
Yes. Massimo.
Massimo, of course. And, well, we gotta get out of here. Satellite window is slamming shut. So, until next time, it's Brian
puckering,
Phil
puckering.
Saying bye, Peters. Hey, everybody, it's the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
Oh, that was... Okay, I see.
Clip show.
Yeah.
That was
remember
the
time
that was,
the
that was all we could salvage from the last week of shows we did.
That's right. Oh man, it was rough.
Yeah, it was technical difficulties. There was diarrhea.
We kept getting scooped.
That's right. Every time we had a piece of news, some other podcast came on the air.
Yep.
Because we listen to other podcasts real time while we're doing this to make sure we're not doubling up, down on any valued internews.
Internews.
Yeah.
Like as though it was a thing.
Hmm?
Hey, you ever notice on hard drives, bringing back the conversation from the last couple
that
weeks ago.
That does bring back fond memories.
Mm-hmm. What is it with this do not cover a hole below? What's that?
Hole below?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what that means.
What are you doing? You just unplugging stuff like crazy? Get out of there. Go play with guys. Okay, go turn that thing off. Go take a nap?
On guys.
Yeah, now you want to go play guys. Okay, that's fine. Just playing with little people. Yep.
The proper name for that is midget.
Oh crap. You know what's happening?
Nope.
My,
poop?
My computator?
Yeah.
Is, it's wanting to go into slumber mode or auto shut off mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone's just pushing a bunch of buttons and whatnot. So it's like, oh, do you want me to close this? Do you want to save this? Are you going to work on this later?
Would you like to make s'mores?
Yeah.
Does it ask you that?
No.
Would you like to watch a scary movie?
It should.
Slumber
it
mode.
Totally should.
Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, imagine if you had a s'mores drive.
But do not cover this hole. What's that all about? Is it a vent?
Well,
a tiny hole.
There's a little guy inside there, and if you cover that, he will suffocate, and your computer will crash.
That's a very tiny hole.
That's where the man lives, little gnome.
So contrusively to that,
yes.
If you don't cover that hole, your computer should never crash, right?
In theory.
That's the way statistics
class taught me. That's the write protect switch. You cover that up with a piece of tape, and it allows you to actually write files over top of other files on your disk.
Yeah, but you can still kind of see the old files through the new ones, right?
No.
You ever have that happen when you're recording a thing? You know,
you get bleed.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, over. You're making like a mixtape or whatever.
It's kind of like using like an ink wash over top of an already inked comic.
Ooh,
it's a bit like that.
I re-ink all the comics I buy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Too feathery. Squeet, squeet, squeet. I had to whip out my custom Sharpies. Hey, have you seen the custom Sharpies?
No.
Not a bad deal. Not a great idea. Not bad or good.
Okay.
Tolerable.
All right. What's custom about them?
You can.
Does it have a little bit of buttons? Like you can choose a color, and it has all the colors in one pen.
No. It. It's some. You customize the barrels. The burls. Oh, sweetie, peaty, pooty, poot, pooty, sweetie, peaty, pooty, poot, poot, poot.
This is the coolest shop you ever had.
Allison, will you do me a favor? Yeah. Will you go upstairs and find the jeans I was wearing yesterday and take $20 out of that and then go take it over to Spencer's Piggy Bank and get me a 10, 4 ones, 8 quarters, 20 dimes, 60 nickels, and the rest, okay? Oh, boy. She's totally run upstairs to do that, but I don't know how that's going to turn out. Because I don't really have a 20 in my other jeans. So now you're looking at the custom Sharpies, right? I gave you a little lead time.
Yeah, they're great.
You can only pick from a few fonts. You can only pick from a few clip arts. And you can't swear or have any sports teams' names or school names or celebrities' names or names of anything.
What else is there?
Your own name.
What if my name is also the name of a sports team?
This is my pen, Mr. Atlanta Falcons.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Then you can.
What if you changed it slightly and you made it Mylanta Falcons?
I don't know.
Mylanta, Georgia.
So, yeah, they're like, it's like $12 for a dozen. No, it's $12 for six. No, it's $12 for eight. It's 13. It's an amount for an amount. Okay. It's an even trade. It's money for goods and services, basically. But you can get them in, like, what, 8 colors? 9, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 colors?
Mm-hmm. Any combination of those.
A combination of numbers, combination of colors.
Sharpies are great. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it's the only brand name of marker anymore. Jiffy's just fucking shit the bed on this one.
Jiffy, huh?
Jiffy marker. Magic marker? What about those guys?
Yeah, whatever happened to Magic?
Don't know. Sharpie is the new name. What about the Rub-A-Dub one or whatever? The one for, what's that one for? It's like, never mind.
Yeah. Spoojerace?
Yeah. I was thinking about going over to Target today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because I heard they had,
The
crew neck short sleeves Ace, are $1.99 to $2.99. You have your choice of long sleeve, crew neck, or short sleeve, crew neck.
Okay.
And in a variety of colors at Target.
What about like a long neck V sleeve?
It's like a tank top where instead of the round armholes, they're pointy.
Yeah.
How about like a star? It would just have little flaps.
Or like, oh God, you wouldn't cut us. Mm. Oh, man.
Poop.
Oh, Allison, don't. Fuck, she broke his piggy bank.
Uh-oh.
I gotta go. Oh, she's probably cut, too. Hold on, huh?
This is my fault, yeah. gave up after she didn't find the money in my pants.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a broken piggy bank and bloody girl finger going on over here, so can I get back in a little bit?
No, that's the end of the show, so...
Fair enough, we'll fair enough.
Catch everybody on...
Fuck you, Box Brown, this is your fucking fault. Put the shit up. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, Peters.